Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of the program, and the object of this program right now is to go through the Bible, though I do take a lot of my Holy Ghost trails, get a lot of good preaching in as the Spirit leads, and I hope that everybody enjoys that as much as I do. I enjoy being used by the Holy Spirit of our Heavenly Father. And I hope that you're being blessed. I have an email address there at crosstheborder.org. You can find that email address there and email me. Would like to hear from you no matter what you have to say. What do you think about these things I'm saying? Or just that I'm one of the three people that are listening to you. Now, I'm sure there's more than three that'll hear this message, but sometimes I feel pretty alone over here sitting behind the mic because I can't see anybody. But you know, I'm not doing this for accolades or an audience, but I'm doing this out of obedience to my Heavenly Father. Certainly not making any money doing it, because I freely receive, I freely give. All of the resources at my website are free. You can listen to the programs for free. You can listen to the archives for free, and I ask a very small donation for anyone who wants discs of the programs, who doesn't want to download them for whatever reason, or for programs like this one. If you wanted this on a disc, you could ask for it for free. It wouldn't bother me at all. I would send it to you if you asked for it. You know, you can find the address there to write if you want to receive these resources for free. Just send me an email. I'll consider anything, but you know, I'm here to rightly divide the Word of God and share that with other people out there, because there's so much error in the corporate church. They're inhibited by their compromise with the state from, you know, giving you the whole Word of God. They have to even deny the power thereof. And why do they deny the power? Well, because they've accepted another power, and that is the power of the image that they are in bed with, the image of the beast. The Revelation illustrates it by the phrase, the whore that rides the beast. And that would be a terrible phrase to have applied to one. But, that's why I want no part of it. Okay. Leviticus, we're going to finish this up today, and we'll move on to wherever the Holy Spirit leads after we close the book of Leviticus here. He goes on, he says, "Yet for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them." And it talks about if they accept the punishment of their iniquities, if they repent, he says, "I will remember." And you know, that is the position of all of those who call themselves Christians and truly, or whether you call yourself a Christian, it doesn't matter what you call yourself. It matters if you're a true member of his ecclesia. If you have made the choice to live a life of obedience and to learn obedience to our Heavenly Father, because you want to live in his kingdom, you want him to be your king, you want to do only the things that please him, and you're looking forward to the redemption of and the eternal life that comes with the promise. If you're one of those people, his remnant, his holy nation, then this is what it's like for us. We are in the land of their enemies, of the enemies, because we see that all over the earth has now been erected Mystery Babylon, you know, what is encompassed by the image dream that Nebuchadnezzar had, that it's going to land and that is going to last until it's finally obliterated and no place is found for it. When the kingdom of God comes, when he comes, he brings his kingdom in its fullness physically, and he bodily returns, and his kingdom is established throughout the earth, and all of Mystery Babylon, all of the kingdoms, the times of the nations or the times of the Gentiles is finally over. But until that happens, this is what it's like for this. This is what I would like it, our situation to. For all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them, to destroy them utterly, to break my covenant with them, for I, Yahuwah, am their God. But I will, for their sakes, remember the covenant with their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt, in the sight of the heathen, that I might be their God. I am Yahuwah. These are the statutes and judgments and laws which Yahuwah made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. And that ends chapter 26. But that's what it's like. It's like we are the children of Israel. We are the seed of Abraham in the land of their enemies, because we don't have a national physical nation anymore. That's gone, and that's been gone. It never will be established until the Messiah returns. So we need to occupy for his kingdom wherever we are, in the midst of the heathen or the Gentile or the nations of Mystery Babylon around us. We need to be in the world, not of it. We need to come out of the world, so that while we're in it, we're not of it. That's what the coming out part means, that we're not a part of it anymore. And that's what the repentance process is. So even if you've received their numbering system, and no matter what you've done, you need to separate yourself. You need to come out. You need to repent. And it's not something you can do instantly. I advise people to wisely back away from the beast so they don't get trampled. Because you can come out. You can wisely back away, I believe. But I believe it all starts with repentance, and perhaps writing up a declaration of repentance and severing all of your ties with them on the grounds of religious liberty, which they still have codified in their law. Whether they obey it or not, it's another thing. But anyway, it's something that we can do. I believe that when the beast that was once lamb-like, America, was once lamb-like, it was founded on lamb-like principles, is going to speak like a dragon, and that means persecution. And so we know what's coming, and we can see the change happening before our eyes. It may come a time when you'll be killed because you don't want to take part with them and be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Okay, chapter 27, let's get this done, so that we can say we did it. We went through the whole book of Leviticus. And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, saying, chapter 27, verse 1, speak unto the children of Israel, say unto them, when a man shall make a singular vow, the person shall be for the Lord by thy estimation. And thy estimation shall be made from 20 years old, even unto 60 years old, even thy estimation shall be 50 shekels of silver after the shekel of the sanctuary. And if it be a female, then thy estimation shall be 30 shekels. From 5 years old even to 20 shall be 20 shekels and 10 shekels. And if from a month old even to 5 years, then thy estimation of the male shall be 5, for the female shall be 3. And from 60 years old and above, it shall be 15 and 10 shekels respectively. And if he be poorer than thy estimation, then he shall present himself before the priest, and the priest shall value him according to his ability. That vowed shall the priest value him. And if if it be a beast whereof men bring an offering unto Yahuwah, all that any man giveth of such unto Yahuwah shall be holy. He shall not alter it, nor change it, a good for bad or bad for good. And if he shall change a beast for beast, then it shall exchange thereof shall be holy. And if any unclean beast of which they do offer sacrifice unto you, he shall present the beast before the priest. And if the priest value it, whether it be good or bad, you shall value it who art the priest, so it shall be. And they're not talking about sacrifice here when they say unclean beast. Perhaps they're talking about a horse or some other animal that has value that is being offered as an offering for the use of the priests and their family. That's what we're talking about here. Someone making a vow or giving something or offering service. And that's what they're talking about, valuing it. If they can't do it, then they can pay the value of it. And if he will redeem it at all, then it shall be a fifth part thereunto, unto thy estimation. When a man shall sanctify his house to be holy unto Yahuwah, then the priest shall estimate it, whether it be good or bad. As the priest shall estimate it, so shall it stand. And if he that sanctify it redeem his house, then he shall add the fifth part of the money. And all of this really has no bearing for us today, because, of course, the whole priest, temple, or tabernacle sacrifice system was fulfilled in the middle of the 70th week when Yahushua said it's finished, it was over with. Even though they went through the motions for another 35 or 40 years, all of those motions were in vain, because he became the sacrifice once for all. He did away with the priest temple sacrifice the whole priest temple sacrifice system was done away with, and finally, and the desolation that was determined, well, it came with a flood in 70 AD, and it was done. Not one stone was of the temple was left upon another, just as the Messiah had foretold when he sat at the temple and gave them that prophecy, and also as it was foretold by Daniel. So we'll finish up here. And if he that if a man shall sanctify unto Yahuwah some part of field of his possession, then thy estimation shall be according to the seed thereof. A homer barley seed shall be valued at 50 shekels of silver. And if he sanctifies field in the year of Jubilee according to the estimation, it shall stand. And if he sanctify his field after the Jubilee, then the priest shall reckon unto him the money according to the years that remain, even unto the year of the Jubilee, and it shall be abated from thy estimation. I can't say I understand all of this, but I get a little feeling of what it's about. But like I said, how I would apply this to anything today, I know that in the New Testament that our Father, it's proclaimed that he loves a cheerful giver, and he does not want anything coerced. And it was the same thing in the Old Testament. As far as the estimations in the temple, the shekels and all that stuff, it's here in the text. The priest shall reckon unto him the worth of thy estimation, even unto the year of the Jubilee, shall give thine estimation in that day as a holy thing unto Yahuwah. In the year of the Jubilee, the field shall return unto him of whom it was bought, even unto him whom the possession of the land did belong. And so I'm guessing, if someone wanted to give something, they wanted to give their land, or the produce of their land, that somehow there was a reason that an estimation was made according to the shekel of the temple. And he continues on here, 27 verse 25, and all thy estimation shall be according to the shekel of the sanctuary. 20 gerahs shall be the shekel. And I'm sure they had a just weight and balance. They had real money. In other words, they didn't have this phony, baloney, legal tender garbage that they're foisting upon us today through the mystery Babylon monetary system. Only the firstlings of beasts, which should be Yahuwah's firstling, no man shall sanctify it, whether it be an ox or a sheep. It is Yahuwah. So the first fruits of the firstlings of beasts, the firstlings of the men, were all to be sanctified unto Yahuwah. They were his, because of they were to signify the Passover, when the death went through the land of Egypt and killed all the firstborn of beasts of man in Egypt, and everyone who did not have the lamb's blood on the lintels and doorposts of their house, the death entered in and killed the firstborn of all that house. And that's why he says all of the firstborn are mine throughout all your generations. And of course he's speaking to national Israel that physically came out of Egypt. Verse 28, notwithstanding, no devoted thing that a man shall devote unto Yahuwah of all that he hath, both a man, beast, the field of possession, shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted thing is most holy unto Yahuwah. None devoted which shall be devoted of men shall be redeemed, but shall surely be put to death. And all the tithe of the land, of the seed of the land, of the fruit of the tree, is Yahuwah's. It is holy unto Yahuwah. And if a man will at all redeem aught of his tithes, he shall add thereto the fifth part thereof. And concerning the tithe of the herd, of the flock, whatever passeth under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto Yahuwah. He shall not search whether it be good or bad, neither shall he change it. And if he change it at all, then both it and the change thereof shall be holy, and it shall not be redeemed. These are the commandments which Yahuwah commanded Moses for the children of Israel in Mount Sinai. And that ends the book of Leviticus. And I think that ends our time for today. And as I always say, cross the border into his kingdom and live forever. There is nothing more important.
My laws are just, my ways are right. They're all you need to fight the fight. Tear down the walls of Babylon and pay her back. She caused your need, war she made you lack. Accounts, no need at all. If you trust me in this, I'll heal your land as blessings begin to mount. Shut them out. Tear down the walls of Babylon and let her sink. Washing in my word can rid you of the stain.